This is the 2024 third quarter earnings release from On Holdings.
Yeah,
And wow, pretty
they're
impressive.
not just hitting their stride.
No, yeah.
They're setting a whole new pace.
Yeah, they really are.
We're talking record-breaking net sales and a giant leap in profitability.
A huge leap, yeah. You're looking at a 32.3% increase in net sales,
Wow.
hitting CHF 635.8 million. That's not just growth.
Right.
That's a statement.
It definitely is.
Yeah.
And one of the things that really jumps out from these numbers is the power of their direct-to-consumer sales, or DTC, as it's often called.
Right.
It surged by almost 50% this quarter.
That's a key indicator here.
Yeah.
It tells you that people aren't just buying on shoes.
Right.
They're actively seeking out the brand,
Oh,
going
yeah.
directly to the source. That kind of loyalty is gold,
Yeah.
and it gives On more
I
control
see.
over their pricing, their messaging,
Yeah.
the whole customer experience.
Makes sense. Plus, it seems to be paying off big time for their bottom line.
Oh, they've hit their highest gross profit margin since going public back in 2021, reaching a very healthy 60.6%.
Exactly. When
Wow.
you have that direct connection with your customer,
Yeah.
you're cutting out the middleman,
Right.
and that can make a huge difference in profitability.
Yeah.
But it's not just about cutting
I
costs.
was going to say.
It's about building a relationship,
Right.
understanding what your customers want,
Okay.
and delivering it to them directly.
So you're saying it's not just a
Yeah,
numbers game. It's
right.
also
It's
about,
about building that
okay.
brand loyalty and connection.
Gotcha. And speaking of understanding customers,
Yeah.
On's brand awareness has gone through the roof this year.
It really has.
You see them everywhere.
Yeah.
The Olympics,
Yeah.
these innovative shoe technologies like LightSpray, and of course, those high-profile partnerships,
Right.
Zendaya being a prime example.
It's a smart, multi-pronged approach.
Yeah.
The Olympics gave them that
Yeah.
global stage. The technology showcases their commitment to innovation and the
Yeah.
partnerships well. They
Yeah.
make the brand feel relevant, aspirational, especially for younger
It
consumers.
seems like it's working.
It is. They've even seen their brand awareness almost triple year over year in Paris, which
Wow.
is already a strong market for them.
Okay, so
Yeah.
it's not like they were starting from nothing.
Exactly.
And what's interesting is that amidst all this expansion, they're not abandoning their core.
Right.
They're still deeply connected to the running community.
Absolutely. The running community is where On Tani built its foundation,
Yeah.
and they're continuing to nurture that relationship.
Makes sense.
The success of On athletes at the Olympics, the launch of those high-performance shoes, like the Cloudboom Strike with LightSpray technology,
Right.
it all reinforces their credibility in that space.
So they're not just going for the mass market appeal.
Right, they're staying true to their roots.
Gotcha. It's like they're saying,
We're innovating, we're growing.
yeah, but we're not forgetting where we came from.
It's a powerful message,
It is.
and it seems to be resonating,
Yeah.
especially when you consider that they just sold over 1 million pairs of shoes
Wow.
in a single week.
In a week.
That's a far cry from 2016 when they hit the 1 million mark for the entire year.
That's a stat that really drives home the magnitude of their growth.
Yeah.
But it's not just about sheer volume.
Right.
It's about strategic expansion.
Okay.
Look at their performance in the Asia Pacific region, a growth rate of over 85%.
That's incredible.
It is.
What's fueling that kind of growth in APAC?
A lot of it comes down to smart expansion,
Okay.
particularly in China and Japan. They're opening their own retail stores, building a strong e-commerce presence,
Right.
and really understanding the nuances of these markets.
I remember reading about Roger Federer's visit to China
Yeah.
and how On partnered with the Wild Elephant Tennis Club.
That was a great move.
It seemed like a really genuine way to connect with consumers there. Exactly. It's not just about slapping your logo everywhere.
Right.
It's about finding those authentic touch points,
Okay.
understanding what resonates with people in different regions.
So they're really thinking about our connect with
Yeah.
consumers in a meaningful way.
Yeah. They're even planning to open larger flagship stores in China next year,
Wow.
a clear sign of their commitment to the APAC market.
So we've got this incredible DTC growth, a booming APAC region,
Right.
and a brand that's gaining traction globally.
Yeah.
Where does On Act go from here?
That's the question.
Are they sticking solely to footwear?
Not at all.
Oh.
They're making a strategic push into apparel and expanding their retail footprint even further.
Okay.
These are smart moves that can attract new customers
Right.
and drive higher profit margins.
Interesting. It
Yeah.
feels like they're building an entire world around the Rawl brand.
They are, yeah.
You can wear their clothes, shop in their stores, be inspired by their athletes. It's a complete experience.
Precisely. They're creating a lifestyle,
Right.
and that's a powerful way to build brand loyalty.
So it's not just about the
Yeah,
product itself,
exactly.
but
It's about the whole
yeah,
experience.
gotcha. You're not just buying a product.
You're buying into a vision, a
Okay.
community.
I like that.
And with their new store openings in major cities like New York, Chicago, Milan, Melbourne,
Wow. They're really going all in.
they are
They're crafting that premium.
that premium immersive experience.
It's definitely an exciting time to be watching On Holdings.
It is.
And we've only just scratched the surface.
Yeah, we've got a lot more to unpack.
Let's take a quick break.
Sounds good.
And when we come back, we'll dive even deeper into their strategic moves and what it all means for the future of the brand.
Looking forward to it.
Me too.
Yeah. And it's not just about creating a cool brand image.
Right.
They're backing it up with substance.
Yeah.
You see it in their commitment to sustainability, for example.
Yeah. Right. They're not just hopping on the sustainability bandwagon.
Yeah.
They're weaving it into the fabric of their business.
Exactly. Initiatives like their Right to Run program show they're serious about promoting access to sports and physical activity for everyone.
Yeah, that's a great program.
They're walking the walk, and that kind of authenticity resonates with consumers,
I could see that.
especially younger ones who are increasingly drawn to brands with a purpose.
It's definitely a selling point these days.
It is.
And speaking of walking the walk, their investment in LightSpray technology
Oh, yeah.
is a pretty bold statement.
It really is. It's not just about making a lighter shoe.
Right.
It's about potentially revolutionizing the way shoes are manufactured,
I was reading about that.
from design concept to a finished shoe, all in one automated step.
Wow.
Imagine the possibilities.
It's mind-blowing. But it does make you wonder, how do they balance this push for innovation with the need to scale their business?
Yeah, that's the challenge.
Can they stay true to their premium positioning while also making their products accessible to a wider audience?
That's the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a tightrope walk that many growing brands face.
For sure.
Take their Cloud 6 launch next year.
Okay.
They're bumping up the price by US$10, which is a bold move in a competitive market.
It is a competitive market.
But considering their track record and the demand for their products,
Right.
I think they're in a good position to pull it off.
I think so too. It all comes back to that brand loyalty they've cultivated.
Absolutely.
People are willing to pay a premium for a brand they trust, a brand that aligns with their values.
It's not just about the price tag anymore. It's
Right.
about what the brand
And
represents.
let's not forget the numbers.
Oh, yeah, the numbers are looking good.
They've raised their full year outlook and are projecting at least CHF 2.29 billion in net sales for 2024.
That's huge.
That's a big jump, even considering their current momentum.
It is. It shows they're confident about the future.
What stands out to you about their financials?
Their commitment to profitability.
Okay.
They're not just chasing growth for growth's sake.
Right.
They're managing expenses, carefully optimizing their operations.
So they're being strategic. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Not just throwing money around
Gotcha.
and making strategic investments in areas that will drive long-term value.
You're right. They're not just building a brand, they're building a business.
Exactly.
And a very solid one at that.
And they have a strong foundation to build on.
Their strong balance sheet
Yeah.
with nearly CHF 750 million in cash
Right. A nice cushion.
gives them the flexibility to invest in their future.
And they're doing just that.
Like with the automation project at their Atlanta warehouse.
Exactly. Remember that.
Yes. That's slated to go live in spring 2025.
That's right. Spring 2025.
Could this really be a game changer for their efficiency and profitability?
It has the potential to be huge.
Okay.
Imagine the impact of reducing labor costs, minimizing wasted inventory, and speeding up delivery times.
So it's about streamlining the whole operation.
Exactly. Especially their direct-to-consumer channel.
Right, because that's such a big part of their business now.
Exactly. And in a world where consumers expect things faster than ever,
Yeah, nobody wants to wait anymore.
exactly. That kind of efficiency can be a major competitive advantage.
It feels like they're building a well-oiled machine
AR.
fine-tuned for speed and efficiency.
Precisely. It's this blend of operational excellence, innovative products, and a powerful brand.
Yeah, it's a powerful combination.
That makes On such a force to be reckoned with.
It really does seem like they have all the pieces in place.
They do. They're not just keeping up. They're setting a new standard.
It's impressive.
It is. And it's exciting to see what they do next.
We've been talking about On's incredible growth.
Yeah.
And their ambitious plans for the future.
Mm-hmm.
But it's this move toward automation.
Right.
That I find particularly fascinating.
I think it's a really interesting development, too.
It feels like a glimpse into the future of retail.
It does, yeah. On is essentially placing a bet that efficiency and speed will be the defining factors in retail moving forward.
So they're really thinking ahead.
They are, and it suggests
they're
anticipating continued growth in their direct-to-consumer channel and want to be ready to handle the increased demand.
So let's break this down.
Okay.
If this gamble pays off, what could this level of automation mean for their bottom line?
Well, think about it this way.
Okay.
Reduced labor costs.
Uh-huh.
Less wasted inventory.
Mm.
Faster shipping times.
Right.
These all add up to significantly lower operating costs.
Makes sense.
And ultimately, higher profit margins.
So even more profitable.
Potentially, yeah. It could make them even more profitable as they continue to grow at this impressive rate.
So they could potentially become even more of a powerhouse.
Yeah, it's definitely a possibility.
That's a pretty compelling combination.
It is, and it gives them a real edge in today's market.
Yeah. How so?
Well, consumers have come to expect instant gratification, and the ability to deliver products quickly and efficiently is critical.
Nobody wants to wait for their
shopping. Onsen seems to be positioning themselves as a leader in that space.
It's like they're building a Formula One race car.
Yeah, I like that analogy.
Fine-tuned for speed and precision.
Exactly. And when you combine that operational excellence with their strong brand and product innovation, it creates a formidable force in the sportswear industry.
So zooming out for a moment, what does On's success tell us about the broader footwear and apparel market?
I think it's a clear sign that consumers are willing to invest in brands that offer high-quality, innovative, and sustainably made products.
So it's not just about the price anymore?
No, it's about the whole package.
They're looking for brands that align with their values.
Yeah, brands that tell a story.
It's like Honest has cracked the code.
Maybe I have.
For success in today's retail landscape.
In a way, yes. They've found a formula that resonates with consumers, and they're executing it brilliantly. It's going to be interesting to see how other brands respond.
Right. Can they keep up?
Exactly. And whether they can adapt to these shifting consumer preferences.
Yeah. So for all of you out there, whether you're an investor, an industry watcher, or just someone who loves a good pair of shoes.
A good pair of shoes is essential.
Keep your eye on Holdings.
Definitely a brand to watch.
They're not just running a race.
No.
They're setting the pace.
Couldn't agree more. They're a company to watch, and their journey is far from over.
Right. They're just getting started.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. As they continue to innovate, expand, and push the boundaries of what's possible, the sky's the limit for On.
Mm, well said. And with that, we've reached the finish line.
We have.
Of our deep dive into On Holdings' remarkable third quarter.
It's been a good one.
We've explored their explosive growth, their strategic vision, and what this all means for the future of the brand.
It's been a fascinating journey.
It has.
And it's clear that On is a company
that's
constantly pushing the envelope. They're a reminder that with bold vision, a commitment to excellence, and maybe a little bit of that Swiss ingenuity.
A little Swiss magic.
Anything is possible.
Thanks for joining us on the Deep Dive.